today's readings, there are two primary points which are being brought to our attention as we are nearing the end of the liturgical year. In fact, Sunday will mark the first Sunday of Advent and also the beginning of the new liturgical year. And quite literally, as we are coming to the end of this liturgical year, we are being invited to focus upon the end times, or the apocalyptic times when the things of this world will come to an end. And the first dimension of that is really a reminder to us of the transient nature of this world. That if the world that we live in is not intended to be here forever, then neither should we treat it as though it would be here forever, in the sense that it isn't everything about our existence, and we are called to live for something much more than merely the passing things of this world. But the second dimension of the liturgy today, which is even more dramatic, is really painting the picture of the battle between good and evil that occurs in this world and is an active battle in this world, and which will only finally be consummated and decidedly victorious on the side of good with the passing of the world and the coming of Christ again in judgment. And to that end, it is a reminder to us that even in our own lives, there is this constant tension and constant decision to be made to choose to do good and to reject evil. I always liked how St. John Paul II used to refer to life as being a kind of drama, where it really is a drama between every day waking up and making choices that correspond with the truth about the good to be done and the evil to be avoided. Or as Pope Benedict pointed out, our freedom in a sense is always new. Just because you lived a great day yesterday and you made all sorts of great decisions doesn't mean that it's going to be repeated in the exact same way today. And in that sense, every day is a drama, or every day is a new encounter with an opportunity to do good and to reject evil. And in the context of this battle that looms in the world between good and evil, we're also reminded that there is only one person that we get to control in this kind of a raging battle, and that person, of course, is ourselves. And that is the gift of our freedom that we have to always choose to do good and to reject evil. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, approaching the end of the liturgical year, let us ask God for the grace that we would always remember that our true end belongs in heaven with the Lord Himself. And let us ask for the grace that we would always use the gift of our freedom to choose to do good and to reject evil at all times. Amen.